Start your day the Torah way, Rabbi Moshe Wahlberg.
You're on.
Thank you.
This Parsha's Vayetze, it's about Vavus Tavort, I think, from the Chedushi Arim, that there's only one Parsha. This Parsha doesn't have any Afsekim in between. It's one Parsha. There's no Farbalkeir. It's always like it's easier to read when there's Afsekim.
Only two.
But in Vayetze, there's none. I think there's a Vort of Chedushi Arim. Vayetze is the parsha that deals with Golus. Bechlal, we find ourselves in Chumash Bereishis. Chumash Bereishis is called Sefer HaYosher. Gemara says, why is it called Sefer HaYosher? Because it deals with the Yisharim, the Ovis. Maisa Ovis Simnim Lebonim. So we spoke about Avram, we learned about Avram, Lech Lecha, Vayera, Kayasara partially. Then we learn about Yitzchok. Until this, starting in Chayisara, then until this, and here in this parsha, Vayetze is the parsha that begins with the Aved of Yankif. The Aved of Yankif, Vayetze Yankif, Bershov, Vayel Chorona. Erachaim says that represents the Yiridus HaNeshama Beguf. Just like the Neshama was Lamaila, it's called Be'er Shova, represents Lamaila, it's brought down. Beginning of Sefer HaTanya starts that. Mashbiyah may say Tehit Tzadik Val Tehi Rasha. When the Neshama comes down Lamata, he brings the Gemara in the Brisa in Nida. Tanya B'Seif Peir Gimel De Nida. Mashbiyah may say Tehit Tzadik Val Tehi Rasha. So what's Pshat Mashbiyah may say? They charge the Neshama with an oath. It's brought down that Mashbiyah is also Miloshen Mazbiyah, which means They give the neshama keiches. That's the nishboim lekayimus hamitzvus. The tzaddikim am nishboim lekayimus hamitzvus. What's the idea of nishboim? Because when a person is nishba, he brings more inner keiches. So that's the same idea. Vayetzi yankim beer shava. He came out of Be'er Shava. He came out of Eretz Yisrael, the place of Yitzchok, and is going lechorin vayel lechorona. Chazal taych Rashi brings charein afshel mokim ba'ilam, the lowest place in the world, the place where over there was Lov and Harami, a place of Ramois, which represents the concept of Alma de Shikra. Vayetzi Yankim Bershova Vayel Charona. What's the tachlis of Vayetzi Yankim Bershova Vayel Charona? So we see that the Seder Advarim is that his whole family was built up in Choron. He amassed great wealth. Vayifri Tzoyish Maid. And the Kabbalah, it's explained that there was great sparks of holiness, Kedusha, in the Tzoyin of Lovon. And he went to take out those sparks of holiness from Tzein Lovin. It wasn't just working to make money. It was an inyan of the Aved of Yankov Avinu, the Bachar Sheba Ovis, the highest level of the Ovis, that he came down in order to be Maile the Yonim Kedusha. Until finally, the end of the Parsha is Taki, he returns to Eretz Yisrael, and Vayivgu by Malachi Olikim. That's the Seder Aveda. The Seder Aveda is the inyan of that a person, the neshama comes down lamata, in order that dafka through coming down lamata, it reaches higher levels, and then eventually the neshama goes back lamaila. So in the same way, a yid, the union of going to golus is also, although bepashtus the golus is mepnei chataeinu galinu miarzeinu, it's a very important derher to understand that on one hand golus is a punishment. But on the other hand, the Pnimi is the kinyan of Golus, is in order to get the Netzutzi Kedusha, the sparks of holiness that's in Golus. The Gemara says, "Ligolu Yisrael lebein ha'umis ella kidei sheyitesu aleim gerim." The purpose of Golus is in order to have gerim. L'chura, the purpose of Golus is a kapara b'avenus. Ye'ein achinami. The Seder of Golus is mechateinu galinu mearzeinu, but the purpose, the pnimi sakavana of Golus, is in order that in Golus you should take out the Netzutzi Kedusha. Now we find that there was the Malachim, we find that in the beginning of the Parsha, that he saw the Sulam, the famous dream. He saw Sulam Mutzavarta, Vereshe Magia Shemaimo, Vihine Malachi Lekim Elim Vierdim Bey. Rashi teaches why Eilim v'Yerdim, the Malachi Eretz Yisrael can't go out to Chutz Laretz, so they went up, they ascended L'Shamayim, And then the Malachi, that was supposed to be Malavim and Chutzlaretz, they were v'yerdim, but they came down. The Mises at the end just starts off with Akasha. The end of the parasha it says, Vayivgu be Malachi Elikim. Vayivgu Malachi Elikim. So what's the Vayivgu Malachi Elikim? So Rashi teaches that the Malachi Eretz Yisrael came out, the Lavoisei L'Eretz Yisrael, Malachim Shel Eretz Yisrael, Bo L'Krosei L'Lavoisei L'Oretz. So there's Kashtikul Kash over here. The Lechura, in the beginning, when he went out, we find that the Malachi Eretz Yisrael cannot go out to Chutz L'Oretz. And that's why it was Eilim V'Yerdim Bay. The Malachim Eretz Yisrael remained in Eretz Yisrael. And the end of the Parsha, the Malachim of Eretz Yisrael went out. He was still in Chutz L'Oretz. He went out. They went out to Chutz L'Oretz. L'Lavoisei L'Eretz Yisrael. So could the Malachim go out or can't the Malachim go out? The Shaila is, what's the Avonis Advorim? So Al Pipshat could be, there could be a simple explanation that to go out to Chutz L'Oretz in order to bring someone back to Eretz Yisrael is not really called going out of Chutz L'Oretz. Because when you're going out of the Chutz L'Oretz, Yaakov was going out of Chutz L'Oretz, so then the Malachim of Eretz Yisrael weren't able to go out, because that would mean going out to Chutz L'Oretz. But over here, Yaakov was on his way back to Eretz Yisrael. And to go out into Chutz L'Oretz, in order to bring him back to Eretz Yisrael, could be that doesn't have a gather of going out to Chutz L'Oretz. Okay. But Al Pipnimi is another level to understand the Inyan. Pshat is that there's two levels of the Malachim of Eretz Yisrael. There's two levels of these Malachim. This is a marshal for the Inyan. There's the concept of the Malachim of Eretz Yisrael that came, the Malachim of Eretz Yisrael that came to help him in his Avodah Melechatchila. And then there's the Avodah of Eretz Yisrael, the Avodah that brought him back after his Avodah. In other words, like this. We'll give a dogma. We find Benigeya Mayriv, an interesting phenomenon, I think we spoke about it once. Benigeya Mayriv, we daven Shachris Mincho Mayriv. The question is, which is first? How does it work? What's the order of Shachris Mincho Mayriv? Is the order Shachris Mincho Mayriv? Or is the order Mayriv Shachris Mincho? Is the order, now we know the Seder Advarim is, the Bayos, the day, the night comes before the day. Vayhi Erev, Vayhi Veker. B'yosi Shalelem, Vayhi Erev, Vayhi Veker. On the other hand, B'nigeh Kotchim, we find that Halayla Hilech Acharayim, that the night comes after the day. So it's a difference. B'nigeh Mayriv, we find a discrepancy. On one hand, we find by Mayriv, we find the Mishnah in Tfilas HaShachar, starts off with the dinim of Tfilas HaShachar, then he speaks about Tfilas Mincha, and then he speaks about Tfilas Mayriv. So the Chura, the Seder Advarim is, Shachris Mincha Mayriv, that's what comes out from the Mishnah, Tfilas HaShachar, Ad Chatzeis, and the dinim in the Mishnah, Shachris Mincha Mayriv. On the other hand, in the Gemara, when the Gemara declares Benigeh Tashlum, in the beginning of Tfilas HaShachar, when the Gemara declares Benigeh Tashlumen, and the Gemara says over there that if you missed a tefillah, you could be mashlim at the next tefillah. So the Gemara declares maybe you could only mashlim the next tefillah from Shachris to Mayriv, or from Mincha to Shachris. But from Mayriv to Mincha, maybe you can't be mashlim. Why not? Because over zmani batal karbani, and memel it's a different day. So lechura, if the Seder Advarim is Shachris Mincho Mayriv, so what do you mean it's a different day? Lechura, the Seder Advarim is Shachris Mincho Mayriv. It sounds like Fakir, the Seder Advarim is Mayriv, Shachris and Mincho, Memele, Mayriv is a different day. Al Derech Zeh, we find, the Pasuk says, Erev Aveke V'Tzoharoi Masicha V'Emeh. We say in Meidim that we say Erev Aveke V'Tzoharoi. So lechura, we're speaking about the Tefillah, the way the Tefillah is that Mayriv comes first, Erev Aveke V'Tzoharoi. So the emes is, Achmein, there's an arichos advarim in this inyan, which I think maybe we spoke about once, that in tefillah there's two inyanim. There's an inyan in tefillah, which is bakoshes tzrachov, that's one inyan in tefillah. And there's another inyan in tefillah, which is the inyan of aveda shebelev zu tefillah. Ezo aveda shebelev zu tefillah, and the aveda shebelev of tefillah is bimkeim korbanis tiknum. So mitzad the madreig of tefillah, which is a gedra of bakashas rochav, which is connected to elam, to the world, bakashas rochav. So over there is kibriyasi shaleilom vayere vayivekem. And therefore over there it's taka erev avekev etzoharoi. Masha'in came mitzad the madrega of tefillah bimkem karbonis tiknum, avei the shibalev. So over there is fakert. Over there is ma'ariv comes after shachris mincha, because it's because legabi kachim is halayla hilachachrayim, and the beer stamazay derechagav. Why is taka by kachim halayla hilachachrayim? Why is by kachim halayla hilachachrayim? And why is bebriyasi shaleilam this hayim hilachachrayim? Because when the Eibishter created the world, the Eibishter created a world which the oilam by definition is melosh and hella. Is a union of choshech, tzimtzum. The Eibishter made a tzimtzum into this world. And the tachlis of the tzimtzum is to be mamshech eir. To be mamshech eir. So memele there's betchilach hashecha, bereshech hashecha, and then there's nahira. First there's erev, there's a union of tzimtzum. And then after the tzimtzum comes eir. So memele the eir is in order to illuminate the darkness. Masha'enkem by kachim, over there by kachim is a chfakert. Kachim starts mechatchila with eir. So over there, there's machatchila air, starts with air. So what's the darkness, what's the choshech that comes after the air? So there's a different madreg in the choshech. In choshech, there's two madregas. There's a choshech, which is darkness. And then there's a madreg in choshech, which is called, in Chassidus, in Kabbalah, it's called Yoshes Choshech Sisrei. Yoshev B'Seisr Elyon. There's a madreg of choshech, which is the ultimate level of air. Is the ultimate level of air, and therefore it can be nizgala, and therefore it comes into cheshach. That's the yoshes cheshach sisrei, the ultimate level of elikus. So meila by kachim, you go from yain to laila, because you're going from air to a madrega of even tifera air, the madrega of air, which is yoshes cheshach sisrei. Masha'inkin by regular things, it's fakert. You start from laila and you go to yain. That's one explanation of how Ma'ariv, on one hand, Ma'ariv starts with the night, and then it continues into the day. That's the madrega of Ma'ariv, which is the regular inyan of davening, which is bakoshes rochav. And then there's another madrega of Ma'ariv, which is connected to avedas hakorbonis, and over there is fakert. The Ma'ariv comes after the shachris mincha. The laila comes after the yom. But there's another inyan. There's another inyan in this havanas hadvarim, is that bechlal in seder hadvarim. There is the Aveda Sayyim, Shachris Mincha, and then there's Ma'ariv, which comes as a Hagdama to Shachris Mincha. There's the Ma'ariv, which comes as a Hagdama to Shachris Mincha. It's like the Yisoid. Like it's brought down sometimes that the Yisoid of something is always Behelim, is in the ground. So Alderev said the foundation of the day is the night before. In Chassidus Svarim is brought down that the Krishma Shalamita, that a person says at night, that is the yisaid, the foundation of the following day. The following day, in Amol, by Chassidim, there used to be an expression, Amagate Shlof, I don't want to say, maybe it's not night, but they said it sharp, Amagate Shlof, and V'ahunt, Kemen Neshuvstein V'aleib. A person goes to sleep, not like you're supposed to go to sleep, so it's very difficult to be his Gaber Kari. When a person goes to sleep, he has to go to sleep. Visa Darf Tzizayin, he has to go to sleep with a Krishma Shalamita. He has to go to sleep with a Krishma Shalamita, with a proper Krishma Shalamita. And then when he goes to sleep proper, a Krishma Shalamita. So the next morning is Yizgabr Kari. And then he has an Aveda Yeh. So the Ma'ariv is the Aveda of the night. And that is a Hagdama to the following day. That's one Eifim. And then there's another Seder. The Seder Al-Darevi Hakravas Eivor Mubdorim, which was Alderev, over there was Fakert, over there was the Aveda by day, and somehow or another, at night, the following night, was a Hemshech to that Aveda by day. So there's two Madregas in Ma'ariv. In Ma'ariv, there's two Madregas. There's a Madrega in Ma'ariv, which is a Hagdama to the day, and there's a Madrega in Ma'ariv, which is a Hemshech to the day. In other words, in the language of Chassidus, it's brought down that there's a Sarusa de Le'elo. I'll say over in the lashon of the way it's brought down in Chassidus Lekut Teira, that it says Azoy, there's an Sarusa de Le'ela which comes before the Sarusa de Le'tata. There's a Sarusa Milmaila, the Eibishter gives you a Seirus, then which is connected to Ma'ariv. That's Tefillas Arvus Rishus. Then there's the sarusa de la tata, which causes the sarusa de la eila, which is bemeshach avedas hayem. And then there's a sarusa de la eila, which comes even after the sarusa de la eila, which comes through the sarusa de la tata, which is already a higher madrega. So there's three madregas in the sarusa de la eila. There's the sarusa de la eila before the sarusa de la tata. There's sarusa de la eila, which comes through the sarusa de la tata. And then there's the sarusa de la eila, which comes after the sarusa de la eila, which comes through the sarusa de la tata, which over there the sarusa de la tata can't reach. That's a higher madrega. And that's why Tfilas Arvis is Rishus. Because Tfilas Arvis is a madrega from both sides. This comes from a higher madrega, the sarusa de la eila before the sarusa de la tata. And on the second side of the sarusa de la eila, that's also a higher madrega. It's a madrega which you can't reach through Aveda. So therefore you can't have a chiyuv. So I'll call upon him, that's the two inyanim we find in the beginning of the parsha. There's the vayivgu b'malachil, vayivga b'mokim, right? Chazal taich vayivga is loshen tefillah. And at the end of the parsha, there's again vayivgu b'malachil l'kim, again vayivga, which is connected, both of vayivga is connected to ma'irv, because there's two ma'irvs. There's the ma'irv before the aveda, the ma'irv after the aveda. And al derech zeh, there's the malachim that came in order to help him in his aveda. There's a malachim that came to help him, David, and that was the sarusa de la'ela, which the malachim of Eretz Yisrael came, malachim of Eretz Yisrael, and they didn't go out to Chutz Laretz. He went down to Haran alone, so to speak, with the malachi Chutz Laretz, but not with malachi Eretz Yisrael, and that's why they were oilim v'yerdim, they ascended. Masha'in came at the end of Parshas Vayetze. We're over there already, we're talking about la'achar aveda. We're already, was vayifritzish made meit. And he had Vayilish saying, Bakar, Vavudarab, he had the whole Aveda. Then, so now he already had that Madrega of the Sarusa de Leila, which came after the Sarusa de Latata of the Sarusa de Leila. So then it was Vayivgo by Malachi Lekim, the Malachi El Chisrael, which was the accomplishment of his Aveda, that is Sarusa de Leila, that came even later. That they came out the Chutz Laretz L'Avesa, because Dafka through Chutz Laretz, over there, there was the Mokim HaVeda. So it was the Malachim of Eretz Yisrael that left in the beginning, and the Malachim of Eretz Yisrael that came at the end aren't the same Malachim. These are the Malachim that's Tchilas HaVeda, and this is the Malachim that's at the end of the HaVeda. Al Derech, that there's two Ma'irivs. There's the Ma'iriv before you start the day, and there's the Ma'iriv after you start the day. Thus is El Tzagdom. On the Pasik, Vayivgu Memachelik, that Hine Sulam Utsavarza, and it was a Reisha Magia Meshamaima, Vihine Malachelikim Elim Vierdim Be. There's like this, there's a Gemara and a Medrash. When again, who was the Malachim which were Elim Vierdim Be? It's the pastures where we know, the Rashi says, Elim v'Yerdim, there were two sets of Malachim. There were the Malachim that were Elim, there were the Malachim that were Yerdim. Al-Derev said, the pastures, first they were Elim, and then they were Yerdim. It wasn't at the same time. It was Elim and then Yerdim. The Gemara in Chulin tells us that they were Elim and Yerdim at the same time. The Gemara says, Gemara in Chulin, in Gidan Osha, that says, Azoy, Tonim, Kama, Rachbe Shel Sulam, how wide was this ladder that Yaakov saw? How wide was it? The Gemara says Shmeinas Alafim Parsois. It was 8,000 Parsois wide. As they state, it was 8,000 Parsois wide. 8,000 Parsois is a merchav. Etz Yisrael is this tak parsa tak parsa. Huh? 400. 500. Tak pars al tak pars. But, this was 8,000. Why up is 8? Because it says, Vihine malachi likim elim v'yerdebe. There were malachi likim that were being oile and yerit. Oilem shnayim v'yerdem shnayim. So two are going up and two are going down. And v'chipagi badodi, if there are two going up and two going down, and they're both going up and going down. So there's four across the ladder, there's four malachim. And how big is a malach? How big is a malach? Uksiv bei, shtetach ba malach, ugviyose, kisarshish, ugmiri, the sarshish, trei alfi parsiave. That a malach is kisarshish. And the size of a sarshish is 2,000 amas. So Mimela, the size of a malach is 2,000 amas. So Mimela, we know that the width of the ladder was 4,000 amas. Okay, ein shtikl gemara. The nozog di gemara tana. Now this is the main gemara tana. Oilin umistaklin. Oil nochamol. Oilin umistaklin biyukne shel mailo. The malachim went up. And they took a look b'diyukne shel mailo. What's that b'diyukne shel mailo? So Rashi says b'diyukne shel mailo, partzuf adam shebaar b'chayis kidmus yankiv. They looked up in the merkava elyena, which over there was the partzufim, and one partzuf is kipartzuf adam. And they took a look and they saw that the partzuf on the merkava was the same partzuf la yankiv. That's what they saw. They went up and they saw that the parts of the Merkava is the parts of Yankiv. And then the Yordin, and they went down and Mistaklim the parts of Shalmata. Again, they take a look and they saw, yeah, Yankiv, that's the same parts of. No, they looked up and they saw this was the parts of Yankiv. And they came down and again they saw this was the parts of Yankiv. Ba'amis also says in Targum Yedisim in Azil, very nice, Targum Yedisim in Azil. And Bamas the Medrash talks about Barichus in a few places. Let me just Ibizogin Bekitzer a little before. It says Azoy that these malachim, this is a different pshat. This doesn't come like the pshat that we said before, that there were two malachim going up, two malachim going down. Pshat is Azoy. It says that there were two malachim that came to Zdoim. They came to Zdoim, and they were in Zdoim. They came to be mahapach Zdoim to save late. When they came into Zdoim, they said ki mashchisem anachnu. They said ki mashchisem anachnu that we're going to be mashchis Zdoim. Because they said ki mashchisem anachnu. Since they said ki mashlich matnu. Who's eine mirdo? Rab Levi, Rab Shmuel, Rab Nachman Omer. Malachim, the Malachim. Ayidei shigilu mastoirin shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu nitchu mimchitzosam kuf lamed chashon. Nice. There were two Malachim in Zdoim that said the words ki mashchisam anachnu, we are going to destroy Zdoim. Because they said we are going to destroy Zdoim, so the question is, what was the Avla? Here it says gilu masturin. Because the Eberster didn't want to be Megalad, he's going to destroy Stoim. He said, I'm Mechasani Avram. Avram, he was Megalad. But Stamazay, he didn't want to be Megalad, he's Mechasani. These Malachim came along and told late, they didn't have to tell late, they could have told late, leave. We have a Shlichus, you should leave. We don't have to say Mashchisim Anachnu. But they told him, Ki Mashchisim Anachnu, they were Megalad, Masturim Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And over here also, weiter it says that they were Nizgo, they said Mashchisim Anachnu. So because of that, they were pushed away from Mechitzos Yishol HaKadosh Baruch. These Malachim were no longer allowed to reascend Lamaila. How long were they pushed away? So it says over here, Kuf Lamet Ches Shona. 138 years. What's the Cheshbon of 138 years? Because the story of Zdeim took place a year before Yitzchak was born. That was when they came to Sarah, and they told Sarah that next year you're going to have a child. So it was a year before Yitzchak was born. So Yitzchak was born. Yitzchak had Yaakov when he was 60. So Memele, it's already 61 years from then when the Malachim came. How old? So the Halkmadah, 61 years. Then how old was Yaakov at this point in time? At this point in time, Yankiv was 63. Huh? So how does the Shtimtze Kuflam? No. 60. It was 77. He was 77. Why was he 77? Because he was 63 by the Brachas. He was 63 by the Brachas. And then he was 14 years in Shem Ve'Aver. In Beis Aver. So Memela comes out that he was 77. No, he was 77. Plus the 61 years from Avram, 76 plus 61, is 138 years. So these Malachim were out of the They were banned mimichitzos yishol maila until now. Now they were sent on another shlichus. All of a sudden they were sent on a shlichus to watch Yankif, to hit Yankif. So they were there to watch Yankif. But over here, when they watch Yankif, all of a sudden they were allowed to go up. And when they went up, they saw that the Dmus of Yankif was Kidmus of the Kisei HaKovet, of what's going on, of the Odom in the Kisei. And then they went down back to take a look again. In Tavi Yenisim, that's the story. So I know there's another pshat in what was happening in Eilim V'Yordim. We're used to Eilim V'Yordim, two sets of Malach. Here we had in Gemara, Echad Nochah Ashtikol Zag, that they went down at the same time, and Mela was 8,000 Amis white. And now we're learning of Snachazach, that they were Eilim V'Yordim. What happened was that they went up, and then they came down again to take a look. So I made it very nice, very clear. In Targum Yenisim and Uziel, he says, "V'trei malachaya, the azel is dain, the trei malachaya, the two malachim that went to dain, v'itretu min mechitzasim, they were pushed away from the mechitz of the Eibishter, biglal the galian mastirin the mori alma, because they were megala the mastirin the mori alma." V'havim matridin v'azlin. They were going around the Torut. They didn't have where to go. Adz man denofik Yankim beis ovi. Until Yankim left his father's house. V'hinun lovin yosir b'chizda. They were m'lavim. Ad beisil. U'bahu yayman. That day, salkin l'shmei mereima. They went up. Onin v'omrin. Isun. Chamoin Yankim chasida. We see Yankim Chasid diiknun delay. His tsura is kviya bekursi yikara. His tsura is in the Kisei HaKovet. The havesun mischamdin lemechte yasi. They wanted to see him. Bechein sharma lachaya kadishaya da Hashem nachsilu mistaklebe. When they came up and they said what was going on, so everyone came down. Everyone came down to take a look at Yankov because everyone was excited that there's a person down here that looks exactly like the other man Kisei HaKovet. Question is, what happened? What's the chalal d'pshat? The malachim did something wrong. Very hard to understand. Always, whenever we find malachim did something wrong, it's very hard for us to understand how could a malach do something wrong. So the Maisa says, brought down, it's not an interesting thing. This already is not a medrash, this is stated in the Farshim. That the Wibachlal, it says, when the Eibishter said, the Nasa Adam, so the Malachim said, Mo Enish Kisis Kerenu. What's Nasa Adam? Nasa Adam? They had a tiny, what's this Nasa Adam? Mo Enish Kisis Kerenu. To make an Adam is not Kedai. These Malachim, that said, Mo Enish Kisis Kerenu, which they tainted, that there shouldn't be Adam, they were the ones that were sent to Zdoim to destroy Zdoim. And when they came to Zdoim and they saw what kind of Adam came out from this Nasa Adam, the people of Zdoim, so they felt that they were right. In other words, what they tied it to the Eibishter said Nasa Adam, and they tied it, they said Mo'enish Kisis Kirano. So over here, they were right. You see, take a look what happened, what evolved from this Adam that the Eibishter made. If he would have listened to me, there would have never been a stain. There would have never been kids a stain. So Memela, they said, Mashchisim Anachnu. That was the Mashchisim Anachnu. Mashchisim Anachnu was, we're being Mashkis, in other words, we were right. We were right in the Mashchisim, in the Mo'enish Kisis Kirenu. Oh, you're right. The Eibishter said, Nasod. And they said, Mo'enish Kisis Kirenu. And now they feel they're right, they can't come up. You can't come up Lamaila being right. The Eibishter said this and you're right. Du bist gerecht. Gerecht, you can't be. So what happened? What happened was that the Eibishter said, they became the Malachim that were Malavi Yankov. Obviously, Eibishter sent him to Malavi Yankov. Why did he send him to Malavi Yankov? The pastors was to watch Yankov. But the premier union was for them to see Yankov. When they saw Yankov, and then all of a sudden now, when they saw Yankov, how Yankov was, so now the Eibishter said, now you could come up. What's going to be now? Because now that they saw Yankov, and they're going to come up, and they're going to see that you can show Yankov. This Chokuk because Yaakovid, and then they'll understand that this Yankov, that's the Nasa Adam, this is the Nasa Adam. which the Eibishter was speaking about when he said Nasa Adam, because Shufri the Yankiv Dachmein Shufri Davra the Adam Arishin. So Memeila, so that Nasa Adam, then they understood, oh, this is the Nasa Adam. So the purpose over here was that there was oil in the Yordan, they went up, and then everyone came down, because then everyone, the hair, that they were chayzer, so to speak, from their original thought, as mo'enish kisis kirenu, because they saw that this was the Mus Yankiv. That's the pshat over here of oil in the Yordan. And why dafki Yankiv? So you have to understand, this idea is that they saw Yankiv. Yankiv was the bochur sheba ovis. He was the Yeah, it's a very hard thing to understand. We know that the Gemara says, "Ein kaden lo avis el shleisha." What's pshat? Ein kaden lo avis el shleisha. Every yid has within himself an inyan connected to Avraham Yitzchak v'Yankiv. It's not just random that there happened to be three of us. It was important for the binyan of Klal Yisrael, for the whole concept of Yiddish Eden, that there should be an Avraham, and there should be a Yitzchak, and there should be a Yankiv. And Avram was one Indian, and Yitzchak was another Indian, and Yaakov is another Indian. Avram is Midas HaChesed, and Yitzchak is Midas HaGvura, and Yaakov is considered Tiferes. Yaakov is Koilel Avram and Yitzchak. And the fact that he's able to be Koilel Avram and Yitzchak is a raya that it's higher in order to be Koilel both. It's not only he has both. Pshat is that it's higher than both. And therefore, you're able to be kerel both, like it's brought down in the Geras HaKedesh, the Alter Rebbe writes in the Geras HaKedesh, that the union of Tiferes is beauty. Beauty, how does things become beauty? Beauty is when things are synthesized. In other words, when you have, let's say, one color. A color is a color, this color, that color. When you have two colors, and those two colors, when you look at it, you don't see this color and that color. But you see how the two colors are, so to speak, synthesized. And they become one, so each one loses its own identity. And they become a new identity, which is the new Metzias, which came as a result of the two colors. That's beauty. That's what beauty is. Beauty is, we wrote down sometimes a lashon, that when the tzura is felt, and not the pratim, and not the kelim, so that's beauty. Beauty is that there's the bitl of achemer el tzura. So Alder is a Yankiv, it's not pshat, he has Avraham and Yitzchak. When it becomes part of Yankiv, it becomes a higher inyan, which Ba'am is the inyan is an Arichos Hadvarim, which I think Mistama, we spoke at different times, that there's Madreg of Avraham, there's Madreg of Yitzchak, and there's Madreg of Yankiv. There is Stama Zeyazonga Psa Gematria, people like to hear Gematrias. There's a Gematria from the Rebbe's father. That he says that Yankiv, I think so, Yankiv is Bigamatria Havaya Adni two times. There's the Shem of Havaya, Yutke Vovke, the Shem of Adnai, Havaya is 26, my Kacheshbin over here. Havaya is 26, and Adnai is 65. Is together the what? 91. Huh? 91. And Yaakov, and twice 91 is 182. And Yaakov is 182. So what's the cheshbon of Havaya Adni two times? Bechlal, Havaya is the union of Rach Chesed. Havaya is the union of Chesed. And Adnai is the union of Din. It's Alder of Hashem Malikim. Havaya is the Hashem Malikim. And Bechlal, the Tachlis Ainyin is, the Tachlis HaVeda is brought down in Kabbalah, and Chassidus, that the Tachlis HaVeda, that there should be Shiluv Havaya V'Adnai. There's the Shem Adnai, and there's the Shem Havaya. And the Tachlis is, that's also Fabunim with the Lashem Yichud Kuchibrichu Shchintei, that that's the Indian of the Shiluv Havaya V'Adnai. That Havaya and Adnai should become a Shuluv. That says Havaya is a higher Madrega. It's a Madrega which is higher than Adnai. So in Shem, the world is Meir Adnai. He's the Odin Kolaretz. Masha'inkin Havaya is higher. And the Tachlis is that the higher of Shem Havaya should be connected to Shem Adnai. And that's the union of Shiluv Havaya V'Adnai. You connect Havaya V'Adnai, that it becomes one word. It becomes one word, the Havaya and Adnai. Or Iker becomes one Madrega. In Shiluv Havaya V'Adnai Gufa, there could be two Oifanim. There could be an Oifan of Shiluv Havaya V'Adnai, that the Havaya, the Adnai becomes Meshulav into Havaya. That says the Shil of Adnai Behavaya. And there could be another Madrega of Fakert, of Shil of Havaya Behadnai. The Shil is, which is the Mizgaber? Is the Havaya Nimshach in the Adnai? Or is the Adnai Oile in the Havaya? And that's Bechlolos. It's brought down in Chassidus and also in Sharichot V'Amunah that there is a chilik. If it's Shiluv Adnai B'Havaya, Sadiqir's Havaya, that's the Madrega that's called Yehudi Ilah, that's a higher Madrega. And when it's the Shiluv Havaya B'Adnai, it's Nimshech and Adnai, so over there that's a lower Madrega. So, but both of them, Yankiv is the connection of Havaya V'Adnai. So that's why Yankiv is twice Havaya V'Adnai. But in Havaya V'Adnai Gufa, there's two types of Havaya V'Adnai. There's a Metzias. They say he's Rachmim, but in Rachmim, Rachmim is a koil chesed gvura. But the shail is it more noita lechesed, or is it more noita legvura? So in Rachmim, bam, is there's two madregas. There's a Rachmim, which is more noita to chesed, and there's a Rachmim, which is more noita legvura. So we have the concept. Generally, we think of Rachmim and chesed sound to us the same. There's the Yankiv, asher podes Avrom. So we see Yankiv is connected to Avrom. Avrom is chesed. When Yankiv is Rachmim, so it's Liyankiv, Asher Padas Avram. Masha'inkin, we find that Rachmim, is the word Rachmim, is Reish Ches Mayim. Reish Ches is Begumati Yitzchok, which is connected to Din. And Mayim is connected to Chesed. So Rachmim is Reish Ches Mayim, is the Shiluv of Fakert, of Adnai, Behavaya. So that's the two in Yonim. Rachmim is the Shiluv of Havaya Ba'adnai. And then there's the concept of the Shiluv of Havaya Ba'adnai. And that's why Yankiv is synthesizer, so to speak. Avram v'Yitzchok, he synthesized Avram v'Yitzchok, and in that gufa there's kama v'kama madregas. And that's why Dafke and Yankiv, he saw the Bochur Shebovs. Derech Agav, we find, this is really, but also warrants a bigger arichos, that we find that there's the three Bati Mekdoshim. So the Pashtus HaDvarim is that there's three Bati Mekdoshim, because the first one was destroyed, so there was a second. The second was destroyed, there's a third. That's the Pashtus HaDvarim. But we find that the Moshe Pasuk says, Eilip Kudi Amishka Mishkan Eidus, Shnismashkin Shnei Pomin. That there's two Bati Mekdoshim. In other words, there's an Inyan of the first base Mikdosh, and there's an Inyan of the second base Mikdosh, and there's an Inyan of the third base Mikdosh. It's not only one replace the other. Each one has its own Inyan. And the first base Mikdosh is Keneged Avram, and the second base Mikdosh is Keneged Yitzchok, and the third base Mikdosh is Keneged Yankiv. The first base Mikdosh, the Iker of the Mile of the base Mikdosh, was that there was a greater level of Oyer. And that's why we find by the second base Hamikdash, the Gemara says in Baba Basra on the pasuk Godel Yek Veda Bayis Azar Achni Yesim Narishen, that it goes on the second base Hamikdash and Chadame B'Shonim Chadame B'Binyan. Lechura, the first base Hamikdash was far greater than the second base Hamikdash, far greater than the second base Hamikdash. The first base Hamikdash we called the Chaser Hay. Then the first base Hamikdash was the Aron, was the Shechina. The second base Hamikdash, it wasn't there. So the Chura, how could you say on the second base Hamikdash, God liyek feda bayis hazel achron yesim in arishin, that the second base Hamikdash is higher than the first base Hamikdash? So the Torah says, you're right, mitzad oir, the oir that was in the first base Hamikdash is far, far greater than the oir that was in the second base Hamikdash. But mitzad, the keli, which comes mitzad Yitzchak, that's already another Indian, that the keli of the second base Hamikdash was bigger, and that's why it expressed itself in the fact that it stood longer, or that it was higher, and the tachlis of the third base Hamikdash is that it should have both the mile of both Bati Mikdashim, sai of the first base Hamikdash and sai of the second base Hamikdash, which should come b'mheira of Yameinu Amen.
Amen.